Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies, making it a pleasant night for those venturing outdoors. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are cooling down while Jerusalem enjoys a calm and serene atmosphere. Haifa also sees clear conditions, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, after days without assassinations, the IDF has eliminated a Hamas commander, Sharif al-Hassanat, in Deir al-Bala, according to Mardiv earlier this hour. Also, Syria reports an Israeli drone strike near Damascus. This comes as tensions rise after an airfield attack, Ynet reported this morning. Also this hour, a Hezbollah official has suggested that direct negotiations with the U.S. are possible, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Separately, the United Kingdom has threatened sanctions following Israel's opening of bids for E1 settler homes, a development reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle have been found, according to JTA from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, an independent journalist, posted just minutes ago about a video showing Israeli settlers dragging a donkey behind an ATV in the southern Hebron Hills. I-24 News English reported earlier today that Turkish plans to deploy air defenses prompted an Israeli strike on a Syrian airbase, with intelligence shared with the U.S. Daniel Seidman, a Jerusalem-based attorney, posted just 20 minutes ago, expressing a defiant stance with a simple message, "Bring it on." Now for more on those stories. Starting with the elimination of a Hamas commander, IDF forces targeted Sharif al-Hassanat in Deir al-Bala earlier this hour. According to Mariv, al-Hassanat was involved in underground operations. This strike signals a resumption of targeted actions in the region, highlighting ongoing tensions. Turning to the situation in Syria, reports indicate that an Israeli drone strike occurred near Damascus this morning. This follows a recent incident where Israel targeted the Abu al-Duhur airbase. Ynet reports that these actions contribute to rising tensions between the two countries, with Syria accusing Israel of escalating the conflict. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's Mahmoud Kamati has not ruled out direct negotiations with the U.S., as reported by Israel Hayom. This marks a potential shift in diplomatic strategies, suggesting possible new avenues for dialogue amidst ongoing geopolitical tensions in the region. Separately, the UK's threat of sanctions comes in response to Israel's actions in the West Bank, specifically regarding settlement expansion plans. Forward reports that this move could impact diplomatic relations between the two nations, putting pressure on Israel's settlement policies. Finally, the remains of Yehuda Katz, a soldier missing since the First Lebanon War, have been discovered. JTA's earlier reporting highlights the emotional closure this brings to Katz's family after 44 years, as well as the broader implications for historical reconciliation efforts. On the economic front, first, cancer treatment company Eurogen is investing $7 million in Israel's Intragel, as reported by Globes. Intragel's innovative gel offers a biodegradable treatment option for cancer, potentially advancing medical solutions in the region. Separately, IBI's high-tech business has seen profits nearly quintuple, driven by their private trading platform. Ktech reports that this surge reflects growing investor interest and technological advancements in Israel's financial sector. And finally, amid war fears, Russians are withdrawing billions from banks, with Ynet Business reporting that withdrawals have reached $3.4 billion. This financial trend underscores the geopolitical instability affecting global markets, including Israel's economic interests. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.